Scotland's not the only part of the UK that voted to remain. A majority of voters in Northern Ireland did as well. And some are so rattled by Brexit that they're looking into getting new passports. I mean Irish ones, as in the Republic of Ireland, which has no plans to leave the European Union. My colleague Chris Page is Ireland correspondent for the BBC. He's been following the story.
After Brexit, people are thinking, well, what happens now? Can I remain an EU citizen? Can I have an EU passport, even if my country is leaving the European Union? And a lot of people have decided that the way to do that is to apply for an Irish passport. So across Belfast over the weekend in particular, you had post offices running out of application forms for Irish passports. You even saw a sign outside a couple of post offices. I saw them myself saying, sorry, no more Irish passport forms left. And today, the Irish Foreign Minister, Charlie Flanagan, has actually moved to try to calm people down here. He's reminded people that though the UK is leaving the EU, that's not going to happen for at least another couple of years while the negotiations take place. There's no real rush to apply for Irish citizenship, and he's worried about the Irish Passport Service being overwhelmed by the number of applications.
Do we know any more about whether a physical border is going to be put up between Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland? And how would that work? Any more discussion about that?
It's still very early days, and that is certainly one of the key things which people here are discussing. What's going to be very, very important in working that out will be Ireland's role in the negotiations. The Irish Prime Minister, Enda Kenny, spoke in the Irish Parliament today. They had an emergency session about Brexit, and Mr. Kenny said that the border would be one of the Irish government's top priorities whenever they're taking part in these negotiations. It is an unprecedented situation. Nobody's quite sure what's going to happen.
You were in the Republic of Ireland over the weekend, now back at base in Belfast. How are people on both sides feeling about this possibility, understanding that it's still kind of hard to say what's happening next?
I think in the Republic of Ireland, people really are extremely worried about what Brexit is going to mean. The relationship between the UK and Ireland is crucial for the Irish economy when you think of the trading market. Also, just the very close cultural ties really between the two countries, even though Irish identity is very distinct. People in Ireland will think nothing of flying across the Irish Sea to take in a rugby match in London, for example, or going over to watch their favourite soccer team in Manchester. So I think people are worried about how it might disrupt lives in all sorts of ways. Now, in Northern Ireland, most people, I'd say, are feeling disappointed. There's certainly anxiety around what it might mean for the economy and for the political settlement here, for relationships between the communities. But there are certainly people, plenty of people, in fact, who are pleased with the result.
Well, let's talk briefly as a final point on that political settlement, because another topic that has a lot of people talking is whether Brexit would affect the peace settlement in Northern Ireland. And Sinn Féin, the main party that wants to see Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland reunite, actually called this weekend for a referendum on that. Is there any chance of that happening? And generally, what could be the effect on the peace settlement?
I don't think there's any chance of that happening, certainly in the short term. A referendum in the future of Northern Ireland under the peace agreements can only be called by the British government if there's evidence that a majority of people in Northern Ireland might vote to join up with the Republic of Ireland. And the British government and the Irish government have both said they don't think that is indeed the case. As regards the political settlement, well, I think there's very much a consensus that a Brexit will not substantially damage the peace process. It's bedded down very well now. There's been peace basically for almost 20 years. So nobody's really talking about the possibility that violence could return. But I do think people are looking at Northern Ireland's status, and it has certainly sparked a debate about a number of areas around the status of Northern Ireland, and that debate was not there before Brexit.
Chris Page in Belfast. He is the Ireland correspondent for our partners at the BBC. Chris, thanks again.
Thank you very much indeed, Marco.